Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Coaching Salespeople into Sales Champions, a tactical playbook for managers and executives by Keith Rosen, is a nonfiction sales management guide focused on how frontline managers develop higher performing sales teams. Its central argument is that sales training alone rarely produces lasting performance improvement unless managers reinforce skills through consistent coaching. Rosen treats coaching as a management discipline, not a vague encouragement style, and positions it as the link between sales strategy, individual behavior, and measurable results. The book is written for sales managers, executives, and people leaders who need practical methods for improving performance without simply telling salespeople what to do. It combines conceptual distinctions, coaching questions, conversation structures, feedback methods, and turnaround guidance for struggling performers. Rather than presenting sales coaching as occasional advice, the book frames it as an operating practice that changes how managers observe, communicate, hold people accountable, and build a culture of ownership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why sales training needs managerial coaching to become behavior change. A core theme of the book is the difference between teaching sales skills and ensuring that those skills become daily selling behavior. Rosen argues that training can introduce methods, product knowledge, and process discipline, but it often fades when salespeople return to real customer pressure, pipeline demands, and personal habits. The manager is therefore positioned as the multiplier of training value. Coaching helps connect general instruction to the individual salesperson, specific customer situations, and actual performance gaps. This distinction matters because many organizations respond to weak sales results by buying more training while leaving managerial behavior unchanged. Rosen redirects attention to the everyday interactions that determine whether learning sticks. A manager who only reviews numbers after the fact is managing outcomes, not developing capability. A coach examines the behaviors, decisions, assumptions, and preparation that produce those outcomes. The practical implication is that sales improvement becomes less dependent on one-time events and more dependent on repeated, structured conversations. The book makes this argument concrete by treating coaching as a routine managerial responsibility, rather than an optional leadership style. Secondly, the LEADS coaching framework is a structure for repeatable conversations. Rosen presents the LEADS coaching framework as a way to make coaching more consistent and less dependent on a manager's instincts. The value of a framework in sales management is that it reduces the risk of turning every coaching conversation into advice, correction, or performance pressure. A structured approach gives managers a sequence for listening, diagnosing, questioning, and moving toward action without taking ownership away from the salesperson. The book is tactical in this respect because it does not treat coaching as a personality trait possessed only by naturally supportive leaders. It describes coaching as a repeatable conversation discipline that can be learned, practiced, and embedded into management routines. This is especially relevant in sales environments where managers often rose through the ranks because they were strong individual sellers. Such managers may be tempted to solve problems by demonstrating how they would sell, negotiate, or close. Rosen instead emphasizes a disciplined process that helps the salesperson think through the situation. The framework stands out because it gives managers a practical alternative to either micromanaging activity or offering broad encouragement without diagnosis. Thirdly, coaching questions shift responsibility from manager solutions to salesperson ownership. A major practical contribution of the book is its emphasis on powerful coaching questions. Rosen treats questions not as conversational decoration, but as the mechanism that transfers responsibility for insight and action back to the salesperson. In a sales management setting, this is important because managers often become the default problem solvers for weak pipelines, stalled deals, poor prospecting habits, or missed commitments. When the manager supplies the answer too quickly, the salesperson may comply temporarily, but does not necessarily develop better judgment. Coaching questions slow down that reflex. They require the salesperson to analyze what happened, identify options, assess consequences, and commit to a next step. This supports accountability, because the action plan is not merely a sign from above. It is generated through reflection and owned by the person expected to execute it. The book also recognizes that different situations require different questions, such as questions for self-assessment, goal clarification, obstacle identification, and follow-through. This question-based method is one reason the book functions as a playbook rather than a general argument for better leadership. Fourthly, observation and feedback connect coaching to measurable selling behaviors. Rosen places strong emphasis on observation because effective coaching must be grounded in what salespeople actually do, not only in what their numbers suggest. Sales results can reveal that a problem exists, but they rarely reveal the full cause. A missed target might come from weak discovery, poor qualification, inconsistent follow-up, low confidence, ineffective messaging, or an unrealistic pipeline. Observation gives the manager evidence before giving feedback. This can include listening to calls, reviewing preparation, examining customer interactions, or studying how a salesperson manages opportunities. The book links observation with feedback that is specific enough to change behavior. General praise or criticism is unlikely to improve performance because it leaves the salesperson unsure which action to repeat or adjust. Rosen emphasizes feedback that targets observable conduct and connects it to business objectives. This approach also makes coaching fairer because it moves the conversation away from vague judgments about attitude or talent. The manager can focus on behaviors that can be practiced, measured, and improved. In this way, coaching becomes a practical bridge between individual development and sales performance management. Lastly, turnaround coaching and coaching culture require accountability on both sides. The book addresses underperformance through tools such as a 30-day turnaround strategy. But its broader point is that coaching is not the same as rescuing. Rosen stresses that the value of coaching depends partly on the willingness of the salesperson to engage, reflect, and act. This is an important boundary because coaching can be misused as endless support for someone who refuses accountability. A manager can create the conditions for improvement. Clarify expectations, observe behavior, ask useful questions, and provide feedback, but the salesperson must participate in the process. This dual responsibility helps distinguish coaching from either punishment or indulgence. The book also extends this idea to culture. A coaching culture is not simply a workplace where managers are nicer or hold more meetings. It is a system in which expectations, feedback, ownership, and development conversations are normalized. Underperformers receive a clear path to improve, strong performers receive continued development, and managers are expected to coach rather than only inspect results. This cultural dimension gives the book relevance beyond individual coaching sessions. In conclusion, coaching salespeople into sales champions is best suited for sales managers. Sales executives, frontline leaders, and leadership development professionals who want a practical method for improving sales performance through people development. It is especially useful for managers who were promoted because of personal selling success but have not been trained to coach others systematically. The practical benefit is a clearer way to conduct development conversations, diagnose performance issues, use questions productively, observe behavior, and give feedback that leads to specific action. The intellectual benefit is its distinction between training, managing, consulting, and coaching, which helps readers understand why more instruction does not always produce better sales results. Compared with many sales leadership books that focus mainly on motivation, metrics, or sales process, Rosen places the manager's coaching behavior at the center of performance improvement. The book stands out because it is deliberately operational. Its frameworks, question banks, scripts, templates, and turnaround guidance make it closer to a field manual than a theory-driven leadership essay. Readers looking for a broad, inspirational treatment of leadership may find it more procedural than philosophical, but that procedural quality is also its main strength. It gives managers a concrete way to turn sales development into a repeatable practice. If you'd like to support Keith Rosen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.